sometimes you look behind the curtain at a lot of people's relationships and they're just not as like peachy as they seem. Mm. So that was just kind of my shot at like anybody who feels like, oh, like you should have settled by now. I love my space. I love my work and I love my routine. And for me to break that for somebody, it would just have to be like a really special person that fits into that puzzle and that is supportive of the things I'm doing.
Ah, fuck. I had a fun weekend. I had a fun weekend of doing absolutely nothing. And I started my Friday. It was pretty cool because I went down to Naples and to meet with staff and to have some runaround. I actually got to set up my whole week as far as how it's going to go. And I was driving down during rush hour morning traffic, and of course I am reminded of the craziness down here where I live. And I was in the fast lane, probably going around 10 miles over the speed limit, nothing crazy, but a person behind me wasn't happy with that, and so they decided to go. Imagine me, I'm driving on the fast lane and this person was so angry at me, they went to the left of me and they went off road on the highway. Went to the left side of me, passed me, flicked me off, and went fucking fast and furious on me. And, well, you know, as you know, rush hour traffic in the morning, you're not going to get anywhere, no matter how fast you drive. I'm eventually going to catch up to you. So, sure enough, I speed up because now this person caught my attention. I'm going to see what this is all about. Why were they so angry at me? I was going 80. I wasn't braking. I wasn't doing anything, and sure enough, I go in front of him. So I speed up, go in front of him, and I start braking. Like, I start braking, being an asshole. Like, I want you to rear end me. I want to have another accident out here, motherfucker, in this highway. You know, I get stupid like that sometimes. When I feel I don't start anything, all of a sudden, and I feel I'm being antagonized, that's a deep trigger for me. When I'm minding my business and this guy's being angry at me, I usually, 9 times out of 10, I don't get the reaction that I used to get anymore, but I don't know what it was this morning. I'm like, you know what? Today I have the time. So I'm sitting there. So now I pass them and then I'm braking. So I'm like, okay, asshole, you want me to fucking slow down? Huh? This is what you want me to do? This is what you want to get? Now I know you're going to get angry. And sure enough, he goes to my right, there's 3 lanes in the highway. So I'm doing all this in the fast lane. He goes behind me, just ducks dive to the other 2 lanes on the right side. He's flicking me off like, fuck you. And he goes and speeds up. And then sure enough, I go again for round 2. And I just pull my window down. And I just start showing my hand as if I have a puppet in my hand. Like, you're fucking yapping. Like, I'm like yapping. And then I point to the side to say, hey, why don't we just take this exit here? And we can talk about the problems that you seem to be having with me. And there were 2 people in the car. And sure enough, it was an old man driving. And it was another guy with a Starbucks in his hand. He had like a hat on. You could tell there were some contractors basically going to do a job. But they're fucking angry. But when I was giving them that, hey, let's pull over and talk about it, they weren't with that. They just kept saying, fuck you, you. I don't even know if they're like just saying crazy shit. But I couldn't hear him because you're on the highway. So right now, we're like right next to each other at this point. He's in the fast lane. I'm on the middle lane. Like, fuck you. I'm like, hey, pull over. You're so fucking tough. Pull over. And I'm like listening to Beastie Boys at this time. And the guy goes ahead and tries to come near me. Like, if it's like trying to hit my car off the road. And I didn't move one bit. I just said to him, I'm like, hit me. I'm like, hit me. I know he's not going to hit me. He ain't that stupid. I mean, if he wants to go to jail and do all that stuff, right here in the middle of the day, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. I mean, this guy was not happy at all. And I understand that because I don't drive fast. The most I'll drive is 10, 15 miles. So if you're so on the highway 70, I may be going 80, 85 tops. And for a lot of us, when we live, I was like, oh, that's good enough. But in Florida, on Highway 75, man, you have those people that want to do 90, they want to do 20, 100 miles an hour. And if you're in their fucking way, they get so angry about it. even if it's rush hour in the morning. So that was a great start to my weekend, but I didn't do absolutely nothing. That was the most compact action of my weekend, of my month. I can't believe it's fucking May. End of May. Like, we're halfway through the year. How crazy is that? And I feel like it's only January right now. But the heat will tell you otherwise. But, you know, it's like, but I didn't do absolutely nothing this weekend. I love having... Everyone's different in this regard. You know, people are like looking forward to the weekends and then doing a bunch of shit on the weekends. I'm actually going to Texas next free weekend I have. I'm going to check out the Comedy Mothership in Texas. I'm going to see what that's all about. But I find myself just wanting to hibernate in my own house. And you know how bad it is that I hibernate? That I forget that I even took out the garbage. So my neighbors, what they do, they're so nice. Because I don't leave the house at all for anything. So if I have to on the weekends, if I have to go to the supermarket, I fucking Instacart it. If I have to, I want to buy food, I fucking just Uber Eats. I don't have to leave the house for nothing. And so I go ahead and stay inside and play video games all day, like to the point where my thumb is fucking hurting. Like my thumb is big time hurting. You know, that's when I get a lot of video games in, right? But yeah, absolutely nothing. I went ahead, was playing Call of Duty, minding my business, ordering stuff. And then I was going to work out. I was going to work. You know, usually Sundays for me are my days where I get a head start on my week. I said, you know what? I got up on Sunday and I said, you know what? I'm not going to work out. I'm not going to set my plan, my weekly plan. I'm going to do all of that on Monday. I just want to have 2 days of relaxing and not doing anything for anybody. I think that is so therapeutic for me. And I know everyone's different in that regard. You know, like most people that I know just can't be in their house for too long. And I'm the opposite. I'm going to be one of those, man. I'm going to be one of those old men that when I get into my 60s and shit, I just want to be in my house. I want to be left alone. I could tell I'm going to, because I'm loving being in my own little home and not being bothered. I think that's what I love about it, is that I'm in a space, and for everybody is different, right? The way everyone decompresses with their responsibilities, how we have those outlets are just vary from person to person. Like most people like to be outside, get some drinks, socialize. I'm the opposite. I just want to go inside. And my poor, like I said, my neighbor is so good. Like, I have one of my neighbors is so awesome. They'll come up, like, I dropped off the garbage on Friday to be picked up, and I'm supposed to go Friday afternoon, reel it back in. I forgot to reel it in until today. I went into that, I'm like, oh, I gotta reel this thing in because I gotta throw away garbage. And I went outside, and sure enough, my garbage bin is right next to my garage. My neighbor always comes in, pulls it all the way up to the driveway. That's his thing, man. And I love it. I mean, it's like, they make you feel like, man, this is what a neighborhood feels like, you know? But I didn't do absolutely nothing. I mean, it's one of those weekends you sit there and you ponder about life. You ponder about all these good things that are happening. You worry about, you know, it's just all these different, I mean, I started. I mean, that's how much good rest I got. I'm yawning in the morning. I went and worked out this morning, having my own gym here. You know, that's one thing I've been really excited about, just having my own setup here at home. I don't have to worry about going to the gym. I don't have to worry about dealing with annoying people at the gym. I don't have to worry about girls thinking I'm looking at them and they're running away like I'm the fucking hunchback of Notre Dame. This fucking evil guy. No, creep, go away. No, it's none of that going on. I go here, work out, get a great sweat. I feel the sweat going. I mean, life is good. Life is really good. And to just feel like your home is that level of peace and tranquility it's a very beautiful thing. And not many people can get in this jam. I always laugh at my friends that envy me or allegedly envy me when, you know, I'm able to do these things. Autonomous freedom. Like, I don't have to, like, I have shit in my dish. And I'm the kind of guy that if you come to my house, everything's organized. I'm not a hoarder. I'm the opposite of that. Like, I like everything light. I don't have any frames here. I don't have any decor. I have a whole room. I have a 4-bedroom and then I have like 2 living rooms. Like my second living room is totally empty. And it's probably the biggest room in the house, I would say, that has nothing in it. And everyone that walks in and sees it with absolutely nothing, they're like, you need to put something here. And I'm like, I kind of like it like that. Like, I just don't need to put, I don't need to decor my house. There's no signs. There's no, it's so easy to clean. And I don't know, man. But I just was like so in awe of how fast my weekend fucking went. When I have those weekends where I don't want to see anybody, no one calls me, nothing work related was brought up to me, I had nobody bothering me to do them favors. I was all about me and myself and I. No one was, you know, I didn't have to put out no emergency, no fires, nothing. It was just me sitting here in my fucking PlayStation playing Call of Duty. I mean, that's all I was doing. I love Call of Duty. I love, and you know, everyone always gives video games a hard time, and I always wonder why. Like, men give other men a hard time about video gaming. I mean, women obviously don't like men that play video games and stuff. And I always go back to it. Okay, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to be out there boating and fishing all day, huh? You know, if you like boating and fishing all day, maybe I'm not your guy, but there's a lot of ladies that get tired of a guy being on the boat all weekend or being all about their hobby. I look at it as, man, I just like decompressing. I like, you know, talking to strangers and having a good laugh, because that's kind of what those kids got. You know, the kids are in competition mode, and then you hear a guy be like, when you're having those conversations, you hear a guy, yeah, this is my last one. You know, we put the kids to sleep. You know, now it's the wife will give me a hard time if I don't get up this thing and spend time with her. You know, so we always like joke around with random strangers like that. It's like you just have those guys like, you know, I've been there, bro. I tell them all the time, I'm fucking free. And they'd be like, but you're 46 years old playing video games. I'm like, yeah, I'm 46. This is exactly the time I should be playing, because I have a career. I'm all set. I'm not out there partying, trying to find a wife and get married and have kids. Been there. So, yeah, I'm making my money, making good money. I'm set up with my bills. I travel. And yeah, so I'm just enjoying the time being by myself. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to drink and be a drunken fool out there. I don't want to be hanging around a bunch of drunks. That's just not me. I don't mind doing it, but I don't need to do that every time I'm free. I just like being at home, minding my business, playing video games. And then I just go from video games, and then I just go into watching like Snowfall. Now, the show that I want to watch in my next binge break, it's definitely going to be Snowfall. Snowfall is going to be the one where I'm like, all right, I'm going to put this bitch in. I'm going to watch like 3 or 4 seasons and see what's shaking here. I love the ending. Anybody that knows me knows that I can know the ending of a story, but I appreciate the journey to get there, because I know it takes a lot of work to have the proper payoff. So I don't know. I just find myself, as I get older, loving my own space, loving my full autonomy, because I'm thinking to myself, if I was a little girl, and I'm not trying to make this anything bad, but I'm just saying that this is where you have to understand the pros and cons, and knowing the pros and cons and knowing yourself is what I feel I try to tell people to be. And I'm saying to myself, man, I love living this life. Like, don't get me wrong, would I have loved to have a girl come over and rub me and spend some time with me for, yeah, absolutely. But the trade-off of that is that I'd be spending more time doing things that I don't want to do because of her than that it's worth the company I'm going to get, if that makes any sense. Weird sense, right? Like, the way I look at it is, it's not, unless somebody knows that quality time, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I just love the space that I'm in. I love it. And I was telling this to somebody that I, at this stage in life, it's hard wanting to blend somebody in, wanting to, even though everyone loves company. Everyone wants or desires company to some level. But I was telling this person, I was telling them, man, I just can't do this because I saw the impact it had on my daughter and in the dynamic. Like right now, when my daughter comes in, there's a couple of times she runs around the house. She'd be like, oh, well, let's run around the house because that's what I love to do. And we'll play around the house. And she, you know, and she's like 12, 13 and loves goofing off still. And I'm going to milk that fucking orange drop. And I know if I had somebody living here with me, she wouldn't want to do any of that. She would be in her room, minding her business. And then when she's ready to come out, she'd come out. Because I saw that from her. So I don't, these moments of quality time of allowing my daughter to be who she is and feeling it again and saying, I'm not going to ever fuck this up again for her. And I, you know, I get it. It's not for everybody because some people just can't stomach being alone. Most people can't. And I understand that. But I feel like there's so much value in this world. You're able to self-reflect. You're able to check yourself. You're able to do all these things, good, bad, and ugly, about yourself. And not only that, but then I have a great relationship with my daughter now that's getting better and better. So, I don't know. It was just one of those weekends where doing absolutely nothing, but it was totally enjoyable. And I'm glad I'm able to be in that space. The challenge is trying to lose weight, trying to lock in. But because I have everything in here, like I got excited about my weight room set as much as I got excited about the red Christmas tree. Like I love my red Christmas tree, yo. Like that shit, you can't, like that shit is going up in fucking 5 months. Like five, not even 5.5 months. November 1st, I'm putting that fucking tree up for real. Like that tree, November 1st, like that Halloween, like my tradition now is going to be Halloween night. After Halloween, I'm putting that fucking bitch up. That first weekend of November, whenever it is, Halloween's on a Friday, I'm putting that bitch up that weekend, whatever. That's it. That's a mental rule. Christmas trees are going up November, especially my red one. I want to see that bitch for 2 full fucking months, you know? Like that's how much I love that red Christmas tree.
Have to be somebody that has taste in music. It'd have to be somebody that, you know, that I get along with so much to the point that when we're separate, I'm feeling like I can't function properly without their presence. I have come across it a few times.
Yeah.
I've yet to be able to hold on to it.